Jones and the Raiders of the Lost Ark came out in 1981. This is a certified classic directed by Steven Spielberg. This movie is undeniably great, a certified banger in the history of film, among some of the greatest movies of all time. Personally, my most favorite movie of all time. So we have this guy, Indiana Jones. He's an archaeologist, okay? But he's also a teacher. It's a really cool idea. Who knows what your teacher's doing when he gets out of school? For all you know, he could be Indiana Jones. He could be chased down by boulders, betrayed, punching Nazis. Or, not Nazis anymore, but like, you get the idea. It's a really cool concept put into a really, really well-made movie. And it's a movie by Steven Spielberg, so you kind of expect that in one way or another. So, in this movie, does deliver. Harrison Ford delivers, Spielberg delivers, everybody that worked on this movie, everybody in this movie just delivered. Indiana Jones wants to stop the Nazis from getting the Lost Ark. So to get a map from there before the Nazis do, he goes to see Marion. But not Marion, he's actually going to see somebody else. A colleague that he used to have that they became estranged because he did some stuff with his daughter. It's really weird. Spielberg's denied that this plot point even happened, but then he kind of, like, went back on that. So it's a whole weird thing, but anyways, it all comes down to he goes to visit Marion, but the Nazis get there about the same time. You know, they're fighting. It's a really fun sequence. The bar burns down, and they leave, and they go to Cairo. In Cairo, the Nazis are there, too, already digging for the Ark, but they have the map. But then you have Sala, who's been tracking the Nazis on this project, and Indy and Marion go to stay at Sala's home. But then, this is where a big chunk of the movie takes place. Because here we have a ton of sequences, stuff blows up, and he has to go through this. Eventually, Marion allegedly dies, and then eventually they get to the construction site, where the Nazis get the map and send Indy down to go get it. He put the things on the staff, and we all know the thing, the moment, where he puts the staff of Ra, and then he puts it into the ground. He's mesmerized by it, and it is amazing. But then the Nazis get the Ark, and then they kind of screw over Indy and Marion, and then they try to take the Ark in a truck. But here's the thing. Indy, he's not having this. So since he blew up their plane, he goes on a horse. And this is my most favorite moment in any action movie ever. He goes on his horse, and while he's on his horse, he just goes on, and he just basically just takes over this entire truck with the Ark on it. This eventually fails, but it doesn't matter because it's incredible. And he eventually derails it, and they have to get it a different way. So eventually they get on a submarine, and he is on a ship. The Ark gets handed around a lot, eventually ends up on a submarine. It's a bunch of crazy stuff. And then they eventually get to this island where this amazing effect is used where they are on this island and their face just melts. And it's actually really cool they did this because they made just these wax statues of the actors. And with these statues, they just pretty much melted them and then blew them up. It's an incredible sequence and they worked very hard on it. And I think it's really good that Indiana Jones was made when it was made. Because if it was really made at any other point in time, they probably would have just used cheap CGI. So it's a really good thing this wasn't made in like the early 2000s or stuff like that. This is just a certified classic movie. Definitely a 10 out of 10. Everything is just good and amazing. That's basically how I would do this movie. So I can't do the good, okay, and the bad because it's all just good and amazing. You know, so if you guys enjoyed this video or any of my other content, please consider subscribing. I'll see you in the next one. Goodbye.